Mining. The government has announced significant reforms aimed at streamlining the mining sector and attracting investments in the country. Speaking during an engagement forum with mining stakeholders in Voi, Taita Taveta County, Mining, Blue Economy and Maritime Affairs CS Salim Imvuria announced notable reforms geared towards resolving conflicts and ensuring proper licensing of miners in the country. Imvuria emphasized the critical role of local leadership, including the County Governor Andrew Mwadim, County Commissioner Josephine Oninga and other leaders in maintaining a conflict-free environment to attract investors. If there is a conflict in the areas of mining countrywide, it's the responsibility of the county leadership led by their respective governors and the county commissioners representing the national government to make sure that all these places are free of conflicts, so that it becomes easy for investors, he said. The CS urged the community to proactively address internal disputes to avoid lengthy legal battles that could delay the benefits of investment. We cannot wait until investors are here, for us to start resolving our issues. I haven't said you should plan yourselves to prevent investors from coming here, but plan yourselves to make sure that we make it possible for them to come into a county that has no unnecessary conflicts amongst the people, he added. At the same time, the CS announced a reformed licensing system, requiring consent from both grassroots levels and the county government, a measure that aims to ensure only genuine applicants receive licenses. We have also changed the system of issuing licenses to miners. We cannot give licenses to just anyone doing mining without proper consensus. The consent should come from the grassroots level, but we will also require consent from the concerned county governments before we issue a license to anyone for mining, so that when we give the license, we don't want any petty cases. If it's a complaint and it is genuine, we shall listen to you, he explained. Highlighting the need for financial capacity, Imvuria noted that some individuals had applied for multiple licenses under different names, without demonstrating the ability to manage them. I was wondering that initially, one person applies for even 15 licenses in different names. Where will you get 15 licenses for one person? You haven't demonstrated your financial capacity. It is not possible. We therefore urge you to understand and accept the reforms we are bringing in this sector. We want mineral mining to take place in a conducive environment, said the CS. While encouraging miners to pay the dues, Imvuria also addressed the minimal royalties paid to Taita Taveta County, noting that only ₱55 million had been paid over 4 years as a result of miners failing to pay the dues and adhere to regulations. To enforce compliance, the CS disclosed that the ministry has introduced the Mining Police Unit and detailed plans for a Rapid Resort Initiative, RRI, exercise. He noted that this initiative will ensure that all miners have the necessary permits and adhere to environmental and legal standards in order to protect resources and communities. When we finish the RRI exercise, we will put plans in place to ensure people pay royalties so that the county can benefit from mining activities. Nowadays we have the Mining Police Unit. So, when we finish with the RRI, we will give people licenses, then thereafter we will come to look at the compliance, he noted. Further, Imvuria announced the establishment of an artisanal mining committee in Taita Taveta, which he said was gazetted to oversee the RRI exercise and ensure proper registration and permitting of miners. We have gazetted an artisanal mining committee in this county. The PS will come back here, sit with the committee and make sure they have done RRI. He will announce to you the dates so that you can register and everyone gets a permit. Once done with issues of permits, going forward, we shall be talking about those who don't have the permit and why, he said. The CS emphasized the importance of national unity in maintaining a peaceful environment to attract international investors. He urged the community to present a positive image of Kenya, noting that the recent unrest had harmed the country's international reputation. Our unity and the image we project are crucial for attracting investment, Imvuria emphasized, reaffirming his ministry's commitment to working with local communities to improve the mining sector. On his part, Mining PS Elijah Mwangi announced that a team from Nairobi would visit the county in the first week of July 2024 to facilitate the RRI exercise. This team will assist with the registration and licensing of all miners, ensuring that services are accessible at the grassroots level. The team shall work together with the county team so that they can do registration, assess the application and thereafter, you get your permit or license, said Mwangi. He also promised to address registration challenges that may arise to ensure that all people involved in the mining sector are well taken care of. In addition, The PS stated that a new vehicle would be issued to the mining office to enhance service delivery in the county. Speaking at the same forum, the area governor noted that they were endowed with minerals that attract investors, stating that as a county they are open to investors who mean well to the community. Mwadim urged the residents to shun conflicts so as to provide a favorable environment for investors coming into the county. In the meantime, let's try and have a solution over the numerous conflicts that we have always had amongst ourselves, so that an investor comes, there should be no challenges, added the governor. He noted that conflicts revolving around lands, where minerals are located, make it difficult for investors to put down their money. Mwadim lauded the national government for engaging the mining stakeholders, with a view to attracting investors, who will in turn boost the economic status of the county.